Committee suspends file hearing today. We have SB 691 on the file for regular order, but the item was approved as a 28.8 and will go directly to the Senate floor. Just as a reminder for the public, all measures on the suspense file are up for vote only. There will be no testimony, so we would move rather quickly. There are only 13 bills, and we will be calling roll on all the measures, members. So we'll move to suspense file in a second, right after we establish quorum. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Here.
Laura here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Bell?
Here.
Bell here. Bradford?
Present.
Bradford here. Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Nielsen?
Yes.
Nielsen here. Wiener?
Here.
Wiener here.
We have quorum. Members, you have the sheets. We're going to begin with Senator Jim Bell's item, SB 215. That is a due pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
7-0, that item is out. Moving on to Senator Cannella. That is a due pass as amended per author to clarify the requirements on the advisory group. That is SB 707 by Senator Cannella. Again, due pass as amended per author to clarify requirements on the advisory group. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
7-0, that item is out. Moving on to Senator De Leon's SB 227. That is a due pass recommendation. Before we move to a vote, our Senator Bates has a statement.
Just a quick comment, colleagues. I think seeking revenue neutrality for California is very important. But on things like this, it's buyer beware. Because of the IRS rules that this is an illegal deduction and they do it 4 or 5 years later, the fees and penalties are humongous. I know people, including myself, who experienced this many, many years ago, took them 4 to 5 years to determine something was not a legitimate deduction, and they went back all those years. As long as they stay within the statute of limitations, they can, and they can drag it out for 8 years, they come after you and you have to pay all the back taxes you owed, plus fees and penalties. So we should proceed very carefully when we look for opportunities for the revenue neutrality over the SALT issues. So with that, I'm going to lay off the bill at this time.
Thank you. If there's any other comments or questions from, go ahead.
I think generally in my area, people support this because after all, I don't know, after we, it's all said and done with federal tax reform, even less money that California pays in taxes will come back to California. And I think it's very unfair that you have a situation where so many taxpayers see little coming back in the return. That's one of the reasons, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to support this. And I would, if you care to, I'll make a motion for it.
Great, thank you. This does have a due pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates? Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen? Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
5-0, that item is out. Moving on to Senator De Leon's SB 460. That is a due pass recommendation. I do want to say briefly that I understand there's work being done with Senator Wiener and Senator DeLeon on this issue. A number of members have expressed concerns about this bill, specifically regarding the designation of the CPUC as the lead oversight and enforcement entity for the violations of the net neutrality rules as proposed. The author has committed to continuing to work with all parties involved and amending the bill prior to a vote on the Senate floor to address those concerns by striking out the CPUC as the oversight agency and instead designating the AG, the DAs, the district attorneys, and the city attorneys as enforcement entities. The author also plans to amend the bill to make it unlawful for state agencies to contract with internet providers who violate net neutrality rules, to allow for these amendments to be processed and continue to be deliberated with the parties involved. We are gonna recommend a do-pass motion to the Senate floor for SB 460 on Senator De Leon. Is there any comments or questions? Senator Bates.
Thank you. Certainly concur with the pro tem's direction to take PUC out of the equation. I think we've heard so much here in the Energies Committee and certainly throughout the legislature, much concern about a regulatory structure that's just state-driven. I would be concerned that that becomes a patchwork across the nation. So working very hard to ensure net neutrality is there, but not through a regulatory structure that creates a patchwork that we would have to deal with as we travel to other states. So thank you for that, and I will still be opposing it today, but hope going forward we'll find a consensus there.
Absolutely. Senator Nielsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I have an axiom governing what I do around here, and I vote in accordance with what's before me today. And betting on the come, I'm kind of worried about that. I have no doubt that this will be amended with the PUC out, and that's good, but I'm not comforted necessarily with the Attorney General being anointed in that particular capacity. This is a very dynamic issue and has many dimensions. So, Mr. Chairman, that'll be partly reason for my no vote.
Completely understand, Senator Nielsen. Senator Wiener.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'm glad again that the author is committed to removing the CPUC. I'll be supporting this bill, as I've mentioned before, and as the chair just mentioned, we're continuing to work on SB 822, our net neutrality bill, which has some overlap with this bill, but also some differences. And we'll continue that stakeholder process, and we'll continue to be in communication with Senator De Leon and his staff.
Great, thank you. With that, again, this is Senator De Leon's SB 460 as a do-pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
No.
Bates, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen? Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
5-2, that item is out. Moving on to Senator Glazer's item, SB 757. That's a do-pass as amended per author to exclude minors, include the knowledge requirement, and a 3-year age difference requirement. Is there any comments or questions? Seeing none, Secretary, this is a do-pass recommendation. Do-pass as amended per author. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
7-0, that item is out. Moving on to Senator Wessel's item, SB 635. That is due pass as amended per author to make the duties of the GOBIS permissive, strike the transportation funding, and add a sunset amend to expand preferential consideration to local entities that apply to a promise zones but were not selected. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Not voting.
Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen? Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Five to zero, that item is out. Moving on to Senator Leyva's item, SB 320, that is a do-pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
No.
Bates, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
5-2, that item is out. Moving on to Senator McGuire's item, SB 759, that's a do-pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
No.
Bates, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
5-2, that item is out. Moving on to Senator Morlock's item, SB 656. That's due pass as amended to add a joint author. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
7-0, that item is out. Moving on to Senator Portantino's items, SB 399, do pass as amended to clarify training requirements and interaction with special education services. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura.
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates.
No.
Bates, no. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen.
No.
Nielsen, no. Weiner.
Aye.
Weiner, aye.
5-2, that item is out. Moving on to SB 459. That's a do pass as amended to lengthen inspection interval. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura.
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates.
No.
Bates, no. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen.
No.
Nielsen, no. Weiner.
Aye.
Weiner, aye.
5-2, that item is out. Moving on to Senator Roth's item, SB 38. That's a do pass as amended to strike appropriations. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura.
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Weiner.
Aye.
Weiner, aye.
7-0, that item is out. Moving on to Senator Weiner's item, SB 760. Do pass as amended to strike Caltrans requirements and instead authorize state and local agencies to consider additional design guides. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura.
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates.
No.
Bates, no. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford. Bradford, aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen.
No.
Nielsen, no. Weiner.
Aye.
Weiner, aye.
That's a lot. 5-2, that item is out. That concludes our appropriations hearing, members. Thank you.
Thank you. I love these meetings like this.
The ones that are quick and easy.
Yeah.
That are really short.
Yeah.